KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Which makes it hard to empty your bladder. Your bladder capacity may be decreased and you have to pee more frequently, or else you might even experience some degree of leakage. This is almost an inevitability for men as they age. And so for a long time, they've had procedures to deal with an enlarged prostate with what's called BPH, benign prostate hypertrophy. When I was in first in my training, the only treatment was a roto-rooter kind of treatment where they would go in through the urethra and kind of clear out the prostate material. It would involve, bleeding for days afterwards, an unpleasant procedure, but it would shrink the prostate. They come up with other ways to shrink the prostate. There's cryoablation where they freeze the prostate. There's green light laser where the laser kind of burns away the excess prostate volume. Where cancer is present, sometimes it's necessary to actually remove the prostate. But this PAE offers another alternative, and it's an alternative to surgical procedures like what is called a TURP, transurethral resection of the prostate, the traditional treatment. It's performed, and this is interesting too, is that it kind of steals the prize away from the urology surgeons. It's performed by an interventional radiologist. So the radiologist kind of wins the war on prostate treatment by using PAE. They use advanced imaging to see where they're going. A small catheter is inserted into an artery in the wrist or the groin and then guided to the prostate. It's a high-tech wonder. Then tiny particles are injected through the catheter to block blood flow to the prostate, causing it to shrink. They say the benefits, it's minimally invasive. There's no incisions, no cutting, no bleeding. Shorter recovery time. Patients can go home the next day and recovery is shorter. Fewer side effects like the sexual side effects of erectile dysfunction or incontinence, which can happen with surgery. And according to our caller, it's a godsend. And, having normal urination as a 70-something man is a true boon. So thanks for sharing that with our listeners. Yeah, so we'll see how some of these new high-tech procedures are going to pan out, because they haven't been around for very long. All right, this item, I take pycnogenol, or I have until recently. That is until I discovered the secret of the muscadine grape. And now I've subbed out my pycnogenol with nature's antioxidant powerhouse. The muscadine grape is the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and I might add pycnogenol. And its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanins, and more. It's backed by 15 years of scientific research and human clinical trials. You can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement. It supports heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, as well as aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine Supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've subbed out the pycnogenol and added the Mighty Muscadine Supplement to my daily regimen, and you can feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com, MightyMuscadine.com, and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health. This item has to do with the health or lack thereof of eating red meat. Moreover, they look at both unprocessed red meat as well as processed meat. Processed meat would be, I don't know, just luncheon meat, salami, bologna, sausage, hot dogs, which are thought to be extremely unhealthy, versus unprocessed red meat. Now, there's more controversy about unprocessed red meat, but unfortunately, the World Health Organization, there's a lot of controversy about whether the United States should belong to the World Health Organization. I think here's a potent argument for why we should not necessarily be in lockstep with the World Health Organization. Their International Agency for Research on Cancer has indicated that consumption of red meat is, quote, probably carcinogenic to humans. And they say definitively that processed meat is considered carcinogenic to humans. And the authors of this study, first of all, they say that they are highly independent. All right? They consist of a panel of 14 members, and strict criteria limited the conflicts of interest among panel members. There are actually some studies where panel members have ties to agribusiness who make meat substitutes and have skin in the game for reducing consumption of animal protein. Also, in this group of reviewers, considerations of environmental impact or animal welfare did not bear on the recommendation. So you could say, look, we're not sure about, you know, whether meat is healthy or not, but from an environmental standpoint, you know, we're going to save the planet, and also the animal cruelty, no question, you know, we get away from animal agriculture, it's better for animal welfare. So they said that doesn't enter into they're just concerned with the health effects associated with red meat or processed meat consumption. And they reviewed numerous studies. Here's what they found. They found that unprocessed red meat consumption is safe. The panel suggests that adults continue current unprocessed red meat consumption. Moreover, and kind of surprisingly, they found that there wasn't a lot of evidence to indict even processed meat consumption. So they suggest that adults continue moderate consumption of even processed meat. So that hot dog or, you know, salami is not necessarily going to put you under the lilies. They say that they are free from some of the biases and confounders that seem to create causal inferences with the consumption of meat and processed meat. You know, frankly, people consume a lot of processed meat. They also do a lot of other stuff that's not great. I mean, you just eat a lot of poor quality processed meat. Maybe you're exercising less. Maybe you're consuming more alcohol. Maybe you're not exercising as much. Maybe you live in a less healthy environment. You might be poorer and live in a place where there's more industrial pollution or air pollution, et cetera, et cetera. So they say that the previous studies did not conduct or access rigorous systematic reviews of the evidence, were limited in addressing conflicts of interest, and raised questions regarding to adherence to guideline standards for trustworthiness. So, yeah, this is, you know, I think yet another nail in the coffin of the notion that we all ought to avoid red meat, and that red meat and even processed meat can be part of a healthy dietary program, as it is part of mine. 877-726-8255 are our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to the wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that kyolic-aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic-aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Since 1934. Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. And we're taking your questions, so let's hear one of those.
What can you do for Parkinson's disease? Thank you.
Okay. Well, there's some new think on Parkinson's disease. And, of course, you know, there are these new promising therapies on the horizon, direct brain stimulation via electrodes into the brain. And there's also the potential for injecting stem cells into the brain to regenerate the brain. Those things are on the horizon. And when it comes to new medications, we're not making a lot of breakthroughs in terms of Parkinson's disease. Yes, medications can slow its progression, or reduce symptoms, but ultimately are not curative. So the new think on Parkinson's disease, number one, is about the mitochondria. And by improving the energetics of the mitochondria, remember the brain is just 5% of the body's weight, but it consumes 20% of the body's energy. Hence, the brain is loaded with highly active mitochondria that have a lot of work to do and may ultimately burn out, as they do in the basal ganglia, which is the movement center of the brain, and thus produce less dopamine, affecting movement and coordination. That we want to support the mitochondria, that to some extent Parkinson's disease is a mitochondrial disorder, and we support the mitochondria with things like coenzyme Q10, NT factor, urolithin A, NAD, which can come in the form of nicotinamide riboside or other forms of nicotinamide support. And improving the efficacy of the cell membranes with omega-3 fatty acids, taking antioxidants, which may slow free radical damage in the brain. These are strategies which may be aimed towards Parkinson's disease. And the other new aspect of thinking on Parkinson's disease is that it may be about the microbiome. The intestinal microbiome is different in people with Parkinson's disease. And here's an intriguing article. Oral bacteria may trigger Parkinson's disease. This is in Neuroscience News. Scientists have uncovered a direct link between oral bacteria and Parkinson's disease. This is exciting news for dentists. They say that Streptococcus mutans, which is a bacteria that causes tooth decay, gum disease, can migrate from the mouth to the gut and affect the brain. And there's a toxic metabolite that damages the dopaminergic neurons and promotes Parkinson's pathology. So by addressing oral health, in particular periodontal disease, suggests that there's now one more reason to brush your teeth and floss every day, because Korean researchers have now uncovered compelling evidence that oral bacteria, once colonized to the gut, can affect neurons in the brain and potentially trigger Parkinson's disease. So there's some new think on Parkinson's. Work on the mitochondria, work on the microbiome. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877-726-8255, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Should social media influencers register like lobbyists?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some in Congress are proposing that paid social media influencers publicly disclose who they represent, especially if they're being paid by foreign countries for their causes.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that can contains all natural and abundant full spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
LeafFilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to LeafFilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's LeafFilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. LeafFilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. Are Americans getting dumber? Well, if you're older, you know, you always have a tendency to think, oh, these young people, they're, you know, they're just not as smart as we used to be. We used to read books, and we used to read newspapers, and now kids get all their news off of TikTok, and their attention spans are reduced, and they're just, school is not as academically rigorous as it once was, and you can write your reports instead of going to the stacks and pouring through ancient manuscripts. Now all you have to do is just ask ChatGPT, and ChatGPT will do your homework for you. Well, according to research, there may be some basis for that belief. Alarming surge in memory problems among young adults.
Self-reported cognitive disability among U.S. adults has increased from 5% to 7% over the past decade. The rates have nearly doubled, and this is significant, for younger adults ages 18 to 39. Of course, the steepest increases occurred among people with lower incomes and less education. And so there is a concern that challenges with memory and thinking, and not just depression and anxiety. We know that there's a major uptick among young people, depression and anxiety. But challenges with memory and thinking have emerged as a leading health issue reported by U.S. adults. And we're not just talking about as people get older. Yeah, clearly, you know, there are going to be problems with memory. But we're talking about something unusual, which is young people are having more problems thinking and remembering. And so that keys into this article. And we know that exercise is helpful for the brain. But once you develop what is called preclinical Alzheimer's disease, sometimes referred to as age-related memory impairment, it's just sort of actual Alzheimer's disease, but people are clearly having problems with memory. And it's not just, you know, I think I'm having problems with memory, but according to tests, they test poorly on memory tasks. They have what's called preclinical Alzheimer's disease. They're on their way. Physical activity is a modifiable risk factor in preclinical Alzheimer's disease. And in this comprehensive review, they used pedometer-measured step counts in cognitively unimpaired older adults. They demonstrated an association between higher physical activity and slower cognitive and functional decline in individuals who already had elevated baseline amyloid. In other words, their memory was still intact, but they had elevated baseline amyloid, which is a predictor of eventual Alzheimer's disease. You know, you can have a fair amount of amyloid and still your memory may remain relatively intact and you will still perform relatively normally on tests, but you are at risk if you have amyloid in your brain. And the good news is that you can literally walk away from Alzheimer's. According to the study, as little as 3,000 steps per day. What does that translate to? That tends to be like a couple of miles a day of walking can make a difference. You can cover that in, I don't know, even a slow walker, within an hour, can make a difference as an intervention. So they say that this is a correlational study, but they say our findings support targeting physical inactivity as an intervention to modify the trajectory of preclinical Alzheimer's in future prevention trials. They say this warrants preferentially enrolling sedentary individuals with elevated amyloid to maximize the likelihood of demonstrating a protective effect on physical activity, on tau accumulation and cognitive and functional decline in early Alzheimer's disease. So if we have earlier better tests, you know, like very targeted MRIs and scans, even blood tests that can suggest the beginnings of tau accumulation, we can say, hey, rather than taking expensive and risky medications with side effects, do an exercise prescription and make a difference in the trajectory of Alzheimer's disease, maybe potentially stave it off. And the concern is, you know, young people experiencing more and more problems. I have a feeling to some extent it has to do with our declining attention spans, poor schooling, but also, unfortunately, there's a lot of binge drinking among young people. And binge drinking has a very deleterious effect on the neurons in the brain. And I wonder how much damage young people are inflicting on themselves during spring break on various partying activities, you know, perhaps even the use of certain drugs, what that's having on their brain trajectory towards eventual cognitive decline. And hopefully we won't have tens and tens and tens of millions of cognitively implied seniors decades from now as a result. 877-726-8255, our number. And as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health. And we discussed that with Neil Levin, who has explained to us the benefits of myonostal powder, progesterone cream, and D-mannose during one of our recent podcasts. I suggest you listen to it because myonostal powder can support healthy ovarian function. Progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance and also has additional benefits. And D-mannose helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. More information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance and listen to that great podcast that recorded this week with Neil Levin. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. All right. There is a myth that in your lifetime, you're only allocated a certain number of heartbeats. And once you have expended your allocated allotment of heartbeats, it's game over. So that's kind of an excuse to be a couch potato, because when you exercise, your heart speeds up, right? So some people theorize, take it easy because, it's like driving a car too fast. You know, when the tachometer goes into the red, you might be burning out your engine. So keep a light foot on the gas pedal and you'll have more engine life. Your car will be able to be around longer. It turns out that a human heart beats, check this out, 2.5 billion times during a lifetime. 2.5 billion times. Try doing that many push-ups. The heart is a muscle, and yet it accomplishes an incredible feat. It beats 2.5 billion times during an average lifetime. That's 35 million beats per year, year in and year out. And so recently scientists looked at that proposition, and they looked at athletes versus non-athletes. Now, according to the study, athletes had an average heart rate of 68 beats per minute. Now, that's kind of fast, a resting heart rate of 68 beats per minute. Non-athletes average 76 beats per minute. Now, recently I went in for a physical exam, and they checked my blood pressure, and the blood pressure renders your heart rate. And then they looked at me and said, is your heart rate usually that slow? And it goes like 46. And I said, yeah. I mean, I exercise. I'm a veteran exerciser. And if you're well-conditioned, your heart rate can be in the 40s or even lower. Like, I'm not even like an elite athlete. So what they found is that because athletes have an average heart rate that is lower, often in the 40s or 50s, in well-conditioned athletes at rest, over a 24-hour period, this equals roughly 100,000 beats for athletes versus 110,000 beats for non-athletes. That's about 10% fewer heartbeats. That's an incredible saving of about 11,500 beats per day, according to Professor Garrett LaGuerche, head of the Heart Laboratory, supported by the St. Vincent's Institute of Medicine Research. He adds, even though athletes' hearts work harder during exercise, their lower resting rates more than make up for it. So these results challenge a long-held belief that the human body is like a battery with a limited energy supply and that exercise only depletes it. So ultimately, yeah, when you exercise, your heart rate can go way up and go up to 140, 150. But that's transient. That's during exercise. It'll actually come back down. And a major index of heart health is your resting heart rate. If you have a resting heart rate that's like 80, 90, that's not good. If you have a resting heart rate 40, 50, that's generally beneficial and can result in saving, ultimately, some of the extraordinary burden that your heart has in cranking out over 2 billion beats in a lifetime. That's a lot of beats. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L BRAUER Cars on YouTube.
Should social media influencers register like lobbyists?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some in Congress are proposing that paid social media influencers publicly disclose who they represent, especially if they're being paid by foreign countries for their causes.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A couple of things you can do for your prostate if you have an enlarged prostate. We talked earlier to a listener who reported that he had good results from something called a PAE, a prostate artery embolization for enlarged prostate, and had improvements in his urinary function. He was very happy with it. What men have been doing for many years is they've been using drugs to shrink the prostate, drugs like Avodart. And these drugs also have an interesting side effect. They tend to reduce hair loss because they block the so-called bad testosterone, the bad testosterone that makes the prostate enlarge, but also can accelerate hair thinning and loss in men. So we've seen the advent of drugs like Propecia and Avodart for hair loss. And there's a new alert about these. Popular hair loss pill linked to depression and suicide. A professor at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem argues that both the medical community and regulators have repeatedly failed to protect the public by overlooking signs of psychiatric harm associated with these drugs. He has analyzed data from 8 large studies published between 2017 and 2023. And the trend is that people who use finasteride, that's Propecia, were far more likely to experience mood disorders and suicidal thoughts than those who did not. And the report estimates that hundreds of thousands of users may have suffered from finasteride-related depression. Same thing goes for Avodart. And that hundreds, possibly more, may have died by suicide. And so these drugs are becoming less and less popular for shrinking the prostate, as well as for hair retention. One thing that has come into vogue is Cialis for urinary problems. Sometimes in men who've had prostate surgery, sometimes men who haven't had prostate surgery, but it's a kind of a long-acting version of Viagra, and it actually seems to improve urinary function. Cialis can be helpful, and it also, instead of having adverse side effects, it may have beneficial effects on cardiovascular outcomes and death. So all you guys out there are taking Cialis, not just for sexual purposes, although that may be a side benefit. In France, they call it Le Weekend, you know, because it's a long-acting, lower-dose version of Viagra. It turns out that it may improve your chances of avoiding heart attacks and death. 16 studies found that there was a significant reduction in what are called major adverse cardiovascular events with the continuous use of these, what they're called phosphodiesterase inhibitors. That would include Viagra, although Viagra is not used continuously. Cialis is. They say the use of PDE5 inhibitors, primarily in men with or without known coronary artery disease, was associated with a lower risk for cardiovascular events and overall death. So that's the nitric oxide principle, which we sometimes invoke with nutritional supplements. We had a whole podcast on that subject with Dr. Nathan Bryant, who is sometimes referred as Dr. Nitric. All right, this is an interesting study because Would you undergo breast cancer surgery under a local anesthetic? I mean, I just had a colonoscopy. I was very happy to have been knocked out. Wake me up when it's over. It worked perfectly. I didn't notice a thing. I woke up. Was done. Really? It was done? Yeah, it's all done. But a local anesthetic like lidocaine for breast cancer surgery, well, interesting use of an old-fashioned drug, lidocaine. Cheap drug, dirt cheap. A dentist uses it when you go for a dental procedure. But, yeah, if you've got to have breast cancer surgery, you're going to have general anesthesia. They're going to knock you out. But just injecting lidocaine around the site of the surgical incision prior to breast cancer surgery can significantly reduce the risk of metastases, recurrence of cancer, and cancer death. Interesting. And they say injecting good old-fashioned lidocaine, dirt cheap, 7 to 10 minutes before surgery. Of course, you get general anesthesia, so it's kind of like, why do local anesthesia? Well, it's, yeah, do it. Why? Because local anesthesia blocks something called voltage-gated sodium channels and thereby prevents activation of metastatic pathways. There's a concern that when you do cancer surgery, you may be cutting across cancer. The scalpel might spread cancer to other parts of your body, to your lymph nodes and to your organs. And by using local anesthesia, you may block those channels through which errant cancer cells travel. They found that there was a difference in five-year rates of recurrence from 3.4% in the lidocaine group to 4.5% in the group without lidocaine. Distance recurrence rates significantly reduced from 11.6% to just 8.5%. And that is significant. So they just found also there was a reduction in the risk of metastatic cancer. So their conclusion, altering events at the time of surgery through a simple intervention with a cheap drug, you know, just take the time to inject a little bit of lidocaine around the surgical incision. Does your breast cancer surgeon know this? I hope that he or she does, because just taking the time to do that could increase your chances of survival after breast cancer surgery. Amazing utilization of an old, cheap drug. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Our number 877-726-8255. If you have questions or comments, check out drhoffman.com. For all things intelligent medicine, shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my PullScript dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. Follow us on X and Facebook and subscribe to our newsletter via drhoffman.com. Listen to all our podcasts on your favorite podcast service. And have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has cars.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker, just learning now. In Washington, the Senate has voted 60 to 40 in the last few moments now, finally okaying that deal to end the government shutdown following some very serious negotiation involving GOP senators as well as a number of Democrats. As part of the agreement, Senate Majority Leader John Thune promising Democrats a vote in December to extend the Affordable Care Act as a vote likely within the next few weeks there. That agreement also would guarantee federal employees laid off during the shutdown are rehired and gives federal employees the back pay. Meanwhile, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the shutdown could have snarled Thanksgiving holiday travel.
Listen, I think what's going to happen is you're going to have air travel slow to a trickle. As everyone wants to travel to see their families, I think we're going to see air traffic controllers, very few of them coming to work, which means, yes, you'll have a few flights taking off and landing at our different airports across the country. But the thousands of flights that happen every day to move people around the country for this great American holiday, it's not going to happen.
And now that may be a different matter, though, once the bill, of course, has now been passed. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says independent voters swung Democrats in last Tuesday's election.
Republicans can overcome that when Republican turnout is considerable. And that's what happened last year. Republicans dominated the electorate last year, and it was a great cycle for President Trump and the Republican Party. But Republican turnout plunged in the off-year election, and that meant that Democrats and independents dominated the field. And independents went toward the Democratic candidates by double digits.
More on these stories, townhall.com.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Now, the Supreme Court now has an appeal that would revisit its landmark ruling that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide.
To consider an appeal from former Kentucky clerk Kim Davis, who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples following the court's ruling in Obergefell v. Hodges. Davis had been trying to get the court to overturn a lower court order that would require her to pay $360,000 in damages and attorney fees to a couple she denied a marriage license. The justices could say as soon as Monday what they'll do. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
Well, among the new cases, the justices are expected to consider an appeal from Kim Davis, the former Kentucky court clerk who refused to issue licenses to same-sex couples following the court's 2015 ruling in Obergefell versus Hodges. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Paul Tagliabue, who helped bring labor peace to the NFL during his 17 years as commissioner, has died. Here's Bernie Bennett.
NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said Tagliabue's family informed the league of his death in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Tagliabue had developed Parkinson's disease, was commissioner from 1989 when he succeeded Pete Rozelle to 2006. He was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame as part of a special centennial class in 2020. Current Commissioner Roger Goodell succeeded Tagliabue. The Miami Dolphins and Minnesota Vikings held a moment of silence for Tagliabue and Marshawn Nealand, the Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle who died on Thursday. Tagliabue died Sunday from heart failure at 84 years old.
And the NBA has lost one of its greats. Lenny Wilkins, a three-time inductee into the Basketball Hall of Fame, has passed away. Wilkins was honored as a player and a coach twice. Lenny Wilkins was 88. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
We have it all under one roof. So anything that, you know, don't just say, well, I don't need to talk about wealth. You may have another problem or issue you want to talk about.
Absolutely. And you've created a very broad, diverse team with a lot of specialists available to help, you know, all of your clients in one area or another. So, yeah, you've done a really great job with that. So.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. So let's talk about the energy. And first of all, I have to start off by saying this is not a political statement.
Yep.
I just want to try and cover the black and the white and the cause and the effects of what's going on in Washington, D.C. when it comes to our energy. And one thing that is nice is I think the whole country is unified behind the fact that we want to have good, clean, pollution-free as much as possible.
Yep.
Energy the whole way across.
Yes.
The difference really is that, you know, one side of the political aisle is, you know, pushing hard for clean renewables with wind, solar, geo, battery storage, and kind of at the expense of what we've been using for the last, you know, 100, 150 years on the fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And then the other side of the political aisle is like, hey, we're not to where we can afford to go nothing but clean because it'd break our economy. We're in all of the above camp right now, but we would all like to see in 30, 40, 50 years be totally clean renewable resources.
Sure.
It's just a matter of timing.
I think most reasonable people think that way.
Yeah, I think so too. But again, I'm trying to not get political.
Sure.
But I mean, we all want to eventually get to where, you know, if the wind and the solar would cover everything or hydro, then great.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just not there yet. So.
Mm-mm, no. And so, the energy pieces to this, President Trump is trying to stop the government from taking political sides. So the last couple of administrations gave a ton of tax credits and deductions to new energy resources, clean energy resources, at the expense of the taxpayers.
Yep.
And trying to push that, and then they also had put some road bumps and additional regulations against, like, coal, for example. In fact, it's one of our political candidates a few years back, one that totally closed down the coal industry.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's not smart. And then, we 4 years ago, we shut down some main pipelines.
Yep.
that caused. And so right now, where we're sitting at, we're paying about $1.20 a gallon more for gas than we did, you know, 2019, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, fuel, and the reason I get so excited about it because from the stock market standpoint, investments on our clients, fuel, you know, is the problem with inflation. I mean, fuel flows through everything that we touch, buy,
use. Every single thing, yeah.
Right. And so when you're paying $1.20 a gallon, which is, you know, what, 40% higher than it used to be, that means that's a direct flow to, you know, our grocery stores and everything else that we're doing. So that's why this is so important. But anyway, so the new bill, what they've done is they're phasing out a lot of these tax credits and deductions to the clean energies, and they're also reducing some of the regulatory environment that's been, you know, of trouble to coal and to getting refineries expanded and more up to date and pipelines and, you know, things like that. So those are really, really important.
And I've always been a fan of, and there's nothing wrong with governmental, you know, subsidies to try to kickstart some of these technologies and that sort of thing. But I am a huge fan of let the private market develop that and turn it into something that is affordable and replicatable around the country and let the private market do that. I think the private market will do a much better job than the government trying to insert itself into that effort.
Yeah, I agree on a whole on that. You know, there are certain circumstances, you go back through history, and there are some issues that really needed to happen that wouldn't have happened if the government hadn't stepped in and
sure.
Get it started. But I'm not a big fan of the government putting the finger on the scales of balance for very long, you know, if at all. So yeah, I agree. You know, one thing that's kind of funny about the, you know, again, it's such a political topic, and depending on what news channel you get your sources from, you know, some of them are even the reports we've seen, early reports on this, OBBA program is that, oh, this is going to be catastrophic to jobs, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, the reality of it is it will reduce jobs, probably in these ones that were tax subsidized, solar, wind, geo, these type areas.
Yep.
But if you think about it, if they deregulate or reduce regulations and problems with coal and, you know, fossil fuels and pipelines and all that, that'll get those jobs going again.
Correct.
So yeah. I don't see it as a net loss of jobs. I see it as a shifting, and our economy is always shifting to whatever the next new thing is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see the jobs as being a problem here, although you're going to hear that scaremongering from a lot of the news outlets out
and
there.
And that's the politicization
right.
of all these topics, and it kind of drives me crazy, frankly. So
yeah, yeah. So the one biggest thing that came from this, and our viewing and listening audience probably isn't going to really see the effect from this, but they would have seen it if it didn't get done.
Yep.
So President Trump and his first administration enacted a major tax reform and tax cut. That was scheduled to sunset this year. If it was allowed to sunset, the average American's federal tax piece of their paycheck would have gone up by 22.4%.
Ouch.
That could have very easily thrown us into a recession.
Yep.
I'm not saying recession is unavoidable or that this is, you know, going to keep us from getting into a recession at some point, but that would have been a real big problem if all of a sudden your paycheck is down by, you know, in some cases, hundreds of dollars per payroll. That's money not going into the economy. That could have thrown us into a recession pretty easily. So that was one of the best things about this, in my opinion, is they extended these, made those tax cuts permanent. So really important.
All right. If this is catching your attention, if you have questions about this, if you'd like to reach out to Bruce and his excellent team at Rally Wealth and Benefits, give them a call, 913-308-0277, toll-free 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. And I'll tell you what, Bruce, I think there are a lot of listeners out there that are just unaware of some of the, just like you said, we're going to keep this black and white and just the facts.
yes, Joe Friday.
It's very much appreciated. So, Bruce, we'll pick that up on the other side. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Because of the one big, beautiful bill, I don't have to pay taxes on Social Security anymore. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
False. The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that statement false?
Right. So in some cases, some people will virtually not pay taxes on Social Security, because what they've done basically is that you did have a standard deduction, $1,000 for single and $2,000 for joint filing. But they've increased that by $6,000 on the standard deduction. So that may knock some people out of have to pay tax on the Social Security or their overall tax bill. The estimate is somewhere around 60% of the people that are on Social Security, that this will help them to a great degree. So
okay.
Maybe eliminate that tax altogether.
Yeah. All right. We're speaking with Bruce Glenn. He is an expert in all matters financial. He's a senior wealth manager and president of Rowley Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277. Toll free is 888-241-2361 and online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, let's continue our conversation on the one big beautiful bill.
Very good. So I'm going to kind of just roll through some other, you know, bullet points that, yeah, I feel like are kind of some of the bigger ones that are in the bill. And again, the details are still kind of unwinding out, yeah, of this, and there may be some challenges in some of it. And you know how Washington D.C. is. You know,
yep.
But anyway, so just kind of touch again. I already mentioned this earlier, but the SALT tax. I think this is one of the two most important items for our listening audience. Is that state and local tax cap of $10,000 that was implemented probably what 8, 10, 12 years ago,
mm-hmm,
is now you know, raised to $40,000. So that's going to mean, from a tax planning standpoint, itemization. A lot of people went to just using standard deduction. Now the reason to itemize may increase for quite a few people right there.
Because that's going to raise the taxes a little bit.
It gives you the ability to deduct more of your interest and property taxes, okay, beyond that $10,000 limit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which, you know, caps a lot of people out. And then you just, you know, you what used to be deductible wasn't. So now a lot of that will become deductible again, okay, which helps. So this is interesting. So again, President Trump, he's, you know, pro-American, America first. This is a good example of that. So there's a car loan interest deduction in the bill of up to $10,000 on interest if it's a U.S. built car. Now the real question is, well, what is a U.S.-built car?
Yeah.
So we believe it's designed to be cars that are completed in the U.S.
So they could be assembled in the U.S.
Yeah, maybe a Nissan in Tennessee Kia, where, you know, I don't know where all the different plants are, different cars. I know Nissan's, I run through one of those, it's huge down in Mississippi when I drive through that area. But anyway, that's the point there is that there will be an incentive to buy American on the car front. And then, you know, charity, and I like this a lot. So charity really took a back seat after some of this previous tax reform bill or inflation, whatever they call that bill, did. But there, you know, now they're going to implement where charity, you can do your, you know, 1,000, 2,000 joint starting in 2026, and there's no income phase out for it. So that's going to help churches and non-for-profits quite a bit. And I'm not really getting all the way into that one, but there is a lot of advantage to charity that this bill helps out with, which I'm glad to see that as well. The estate plan, so this is kind of like the taxes that were going to expire and would have gone way up. The estate planning or estate taxes were going to expire also. And so this extends the $15 million and the $30 million for, you know, couples, for the, you know, very few people that fit into that category. But there's a lot of people that fit in at some point that would, because it would have gone back, I think, to, don't hold me to this, but I think it would have gone back to, you know, like $600,000 or anything above that would have been subject to tax.
Oh, boy.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
And so and most people would have fallen into that situation, just your home. And so that's going to make that a lot better for families to, you know, be able to keep their wealth in their generations to come category. So I like that. There's also a newborn. The United States is going to give parents with a newborn a deposit into a savings account, and then the parents can put some money with that also. So they're trying to incentivize birth rate. And I know it sounds kind of silly, but if you think about China, you know, China has this big goal of becoming the number one economic engine in the world. Well, China has a big problem. Their birth rates are very, very low, and they've got, you know, a lot smaller population base of younger people supporting the older people. And that's a trickle down effect that gets worse and worse and worse if you've got a big disruption in your population base. And we've had slowing population numbers also. So they're trying to incentivize that, or at least make it a little bit easier for new parents.
And they're also incentivizing starting to save on behalf of your newborn child from day one. And that pays off in buckets later on, you know, for, you know, saving for college or, you know, your first home or whatever it might be once that child is grown. So
yeah, absolutely. So, and then there's another one of these things. So this is kind of a funny thing that a lot of our clients and a lot of people try and walk a fine line. If they retire before 65 and you've got the Obamacare available to you, there's different levels of tax credits that go towards them getting their premiums on the health insurance to a low manageable level. And they have to have a certain level of income, and the government offsets a lot of the cost. So that's actually going to stop in 2026. So the game of playing that is going to come to an end, fortunately or unfortunately. I guess fortunately from a tax standpoint for the government, but unfortunately for folks who are in that situation where they want to retire early. And COBRA only carries you so far, and then now you've got a problem, like, how do I get my health insurance? And then if it costs you the full cost of it, that could hurt a lot of people in that regard.
Yep, and COBRA is pretty expensive because, you know, even for that period of time, you're paying the full freight on that health insurance, and your company is no longer subsidizing that. So
it
gets really expensive all of a sudden. It should be part of what is calculated into that decision of retiring early. So
yeah, 100%. And so, and one other potential effect from the OBBA is that we could take on some extra debt in the short term because some of these tax cuts are going to kick in until some of that, you know, the trickle-down effect kind of broadens the tax base. So the bond market could see some effect by that. So we're kind of watching that carefully, and we'll see where we take effect on that. What we do, you know, we're kind of taking the short end of the duration on bonds just to try and minimize the federal reserve tax or the interest adjustments, and we'll see what this tax does as well. So we're going to keep pretty tight on our bond rates. And then, so just kind of a reminder, during COVID, we got up to about 130% of GDP on our debt.
Mm.
It's reduced a little bit down to about 120% on debt, but we're still a debtor nation, so we need to get this further in control. I think the overall bill will improve that in the long run, but, in the short term, maybe a little bit of pain with it.
All right. He is Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277 or toll-free 888-241-2361 online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, thanks so much for taking time to give us a really nice overview of some of the highlights of the One Big Beautiful Bill. You did a beautiful job.
It's a beautiful day, baby.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
And get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within. Over enemies of fear. Enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I've been talking to quite a few folks here recently. They're going to be searching for a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. Now, that's a bad word in the business. They don't like the nursing home word or term because that comes with a lot of baggage. And I would remind the industry that's baggage well earned, but I will also give major credit to kind of taking care of that. And you don't see anything today like we used to see back in the day when it had very bad connotation and where all the baggage came from. So anyway, much, much, much improved, much better now, not even close. So if you're going to be searching for a long-term care community, this is the highest level of care that is available. And what does that mean? I refer to it as the medical model. So they can help you in all the ways that an assisted living level of care or an assisted living community can help with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medication management, making all the meals for you, you know, all those sort of things, plus medical needs such as wound care, such as pain management, urinary catheter care, feeding tubes, diabetic management with insulin injections, very heavy personal care. So if someone is just not able to help themselves and it takes two staff or maybe even a mechanical lift to help a person from point A to point B, maybe someone, and God bless them if they're maybe even bedridden at that point because they just need so much care and they're not able to get up and get around. That heavy, heavy personal care is also provided along with all of the medical needs. So that's when you would need long-term care. And also, you know, many, many times the resident will have cognitive issues, cognitive impairment, and they can help out with that to a point. Now, if the long-term care community has a memory care neighborhood or memory care portion of the community, then they can help you with all of those medical needs as well as your cognitive needs and address the issue of potential elopement or wandering away from the building or the community, as well as, you know, overstimulation, all the other things that memory care would address. You can have memory care at the long-term care level, and you can have just what I term as just general care, just good old-fashioned general everyday care. So, again, it's that medical model. It's the highest level available, And it's also the most expensive. And there's more staffing in long-term care relative to assisted living or residential care or Home Plus. Although Home Plus has really good staffing levels, actually. We're going to have a lot more RNs, a lot more LPNs, and just generally, overall, more staffing. Because guess what? The residents need more help, so that just makes sense. So on the pricing model, okay, it's a daily rate. At this point, you're paying a daily rate. It's not, you know, a 30-day, you know, month by month. Like most assisted living communities, it's a monthly charge of X dollars. So in long-term care, you have a daily rate, and then there are two types of rooms. So you have a shared room where you're going to have a roommate. And then you're going to have a private room, which really comes at a premium. See, by the time you need and make it to that long-term care level, it's mostly about the care that you receive and not much about your personal space at that point. Now, you can use a lot of the other spaces and areas within the community. And then your room is really more of kind of a bedroom type of a setup where you would, of course, sleep overnight, take naps, et cetera, hang out, read a book. You can stay in there as much as you'd like. But the idea is for that to be more of a bedroom type of a setup. And then you would use other parts of the building throughout the day for other needs and other purposes. So for that shared room, you have a roommate. Okay, and in the Midwest, and I think these numbers, I think, are pretty applicable for most parts of the country. You're going to be anywhere from, you know, $275, $280-ish per day up to, you know, maybe $300 a day, $330 a day, $340 a day, right in there. And then the private room, again, this comes at a premium. Your private room is going to be maybe $350 to maybe upwards of about $500 a day. Take that times 30 and you're like, wow, don't wreck your car. don't spit out your coffee if you're listening to this in the morning. So it's very expensive. Now I'm asked all the time, now isn't there a buy-in when you move into long-term care? No, absolutely not. It's a daily rate. Now, typically, they would want you to pay for that 30 days, you know, upfront on the first day of the month. So you're writing a check for $9,000 to $15,000. If for some reason you should choose to move during the middle of the month, or if you should pass away, or for any other reason that you're not there in the building, they would prorate that. And if you had, you know, 15 days at $300 a day, they're going to send you a check for, what is that, $4,500, right? So that's how that works. But the rate is a daily charge. There is no buy-in. There is no entrance fee. There is not a community fee at this level. You just move in, receive care. And there's always a huge, huge question. And I address this all the time with my clients with Senior Care Consulting. I ask the very good question of, is there a chance that you might outlive your assets? And more often than not, the answer is, well, yeah, there is a chance. I mean, we don't know how long we're going to live. We have X dollars. We have our income of X dollars a month. We have these other assets that are available. We're getting ready to sell our house, and that's going to add to our asset base. So we could do some basic math and figure out that their assets along with their income would pay for example, a shared room for the next, you know, 48 months, 60 months, 2 months, whatever the number is, we'll do the math, and we can get you pretty close as an estimate. But what happens if you should outlive your assets? Then what we're going to have to do at that point is make sure then to discuss Medicaid. At that point, you're going to need to qualify for Medicaid. And I like to refer to Medicaid as the safety net. That says if you should outlive your assets and you require care at that long-term care level, then the Medicaid program, they've got you covered. That's your safety net. They will end up paying, ultimately pay, the majority of your monthly cost each and every month once you qualify. So that's pretty incredible. Now, I have received over the years all kinds of calls from people saying, we moved into this place and we thought we were in good shape and we figured, well, if we ran out of money, you know, we're going to get that Medicare thing or that, oh, whatever that thing is called and we're good to go. And then we find out that the long-term care community we're living in, they don't work with Medicaid. So I guess we're going to have to move. Can you help us? Because we obviously didn't get this one right the first time. I've even had some people say, don't tell me, if we would have worked with you in the first place, this wouldn't be happening. And I said, well, I hate to say it, but it's true. It wouldn't have happened. With Senior Care Consulting, I'm a meticulous planner, and we plan for all of the potential scenarios, including what happens if you should run out of money. And most people are like, well, we wouldn't want to move. We would want to stay there and age in place. And that's yes, of course. So we will plan for that. Senior Care Consulting will not let you make a mistake. If that's resonating with you, maybe you're in a place and you have some questions and you're like, maybe we need to look at our options. Give me a call at 913-945-2800 and let's talk about that. I'm going to have a whole lot more about Medicaid coming up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well,
I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915-8003.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So you're looking at moving to a long-term care community. We talked about what it is, what it provides, the cost. And then we are addressing the question of what happens if you're living in long-term care and you outlive your assets. It's a huge question. And trust me, I get calls all the time from families who they were not aware of exactly how all this stuff works. And there was, a good salesperson. They forgot to mention things and the family didn't know to ask certain things. And then they're in a pickle. They're in a predicament. I get calls all the time. See, they said that my dad could live here, for the rest of his life, and now he's going to have to move because he's out of money, and I thought they would bill that Medicare, that Medicaid thing, and did they lie to me? And I'm like, nope, leave me out of it. I wasn't there. But here's the bottom line is you're in a private pay only community, or maybe they have an unwritten policy of you have to be able to privately pay for your own care for 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, could even be longer than that. And maybe you weren't aware of that or whatever the situation is. But the bottom line is you're out of money. You're going to have to move. And I've helped lots and lots of people. I've turned it around very quickly. I've helped them get out of kind of a bind, if you will, or a jam, if you will, and help them move to another community where it worked out just wonderfully, and they were able to qualify for Medicaid, and we just kind of move on past this whole thing. So Medicaid, again, is that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets and if you should need care at the long-term care level, we'll pay for the majority of it. So here's how that works. What you're going to do is you're going to, and I'm just going to go on a quick overview, and then here in the near future, I have a couple of different elder law attorneys that I'll have on the show, and I'll have them explain it better than I can. But let me give you the basic overview here. So this program is designed to help pay the majority of your care when you're almost out of money. That's what it's for. So to get there and figure out how to qualify for it, you have exempt assets and you have countable assets. So your exempt asset, your house is exempt for now. There's a lot more to that story. But your house, you don't have to sell your house or somebody said we have to sign over mom's house to get. No, you don't. No, you don't have to do that. I've heard that about 1,000 times, I think. No, you don't have to do that. The house is exempt for now. Take care of mom, then we'll deal with the house later. You can have a car. You can have an investment in a prepaid funeral plan, which is a great idea. You can have a small amount of cash value and a small life insurance policy, and then all your household goods, all the stuff in your house. Those things are exempt. Don't have to worry about that. You don't have to sell them. You don't have to, just don't worry about that. The countable assets, almost everything else. So just think liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, all this stuff. Okay. Those are countable assets. Now, each state could have slightly different rules. Okay. So for example, I'm broadcasting from our flagship station, and we're right here in Kansas City. So Kansas City straddles a state line. So part of it's in Kansas, part of it's in Missouri. There are differences. In certain circumstances, 401ks and IRAs of the community spouse on the Kansas side, they're exempt. They're off the table, but you have to count them in Missouri. And that can make a huge, gigantic difference for the community spouse, the spouse who will stay in the home. Okay, so and again, I don't have a lot of time to get into all of these particulars, but think liquid assets, and you have to spend your assets down, your liquid assets down. Say you have $50,000, checking, savings, and maybe a small, like a CD or something like that, okay? So you spend the money down. In the state of Kansas, you're going to be almost broke, down to $2,000, and then boom, you're qualified. It's just a black and white, you know, numbers test here. In Missouri, you can spend it down to $5,909. Boom, you qualified. In most states around the country, they're somewhere in this area. You're almost out of money, and then you qualify. That's the whole point of it. It's the safety net that says we'll pay for the majority of the cost of long-term care when you outlive your assets. Now, I mentioned that community spouse. What if you have a couple, not an individual, where let's say the husband needs long-term care, and let's say the wife is staying home, still doing fine, living independently. Then in that case, you would determine the amount of liquid assets, and then you would divide that, half on his side, half on her side, and it gets really complex, but the bottom line is he would spend his half down and qualify, and she would hang on to at least half. Now, there are ways to protect more than that. I'm not getting into all that today. Okay, so, but once you qualify for Medicaid, and they'll pay for a shared room, and they're paying the majority of the cost. Let's say your income is, you know, $1,500 Social Security, about $500 in a pension. You're bringing in a couple of thousand a month. You put most of that, not all of it, most of it toward the cost of care. Medicaid pays the difference, which is, you know, could be, you know, $7,000 or $8,000 a month. So with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, a big part of the initial assessment and discussion is how are we going to pay for the high cost of care? And we look at everything. We'll look at assets available, assets that could be liquidated and become available for paying for care. We look at your income. We look at long-term care insurance policies. Now, I don't sell them, but I'm very familiar with them. And I'm very familiar with the insurance world in general. And so I can take a look at your policy, tell you exactly how it works, what it's going to pay, and when the benefits kick in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we'll look at that. What if you or your loved one is a veteran? Can you or they qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit? We're going to have a discussion about that. And we're going to see if we can get you a really nice benefit as a huge thank you for serving our country to our veterans. So this is a big, big part of it, along with a lot of other moving parts with Senior Care Consulting. So if you're living in long-term care and you want to make a move to a different community, maybe if you're concerned that you're in a community and if you run out of money, it's not going to, they're not Medicaid certified. This happens all the time. Or maybe you're going to move and you want to get it right the first time. You don't want to make mistakes. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We would be very happy to visit with you. We do offer a free consultation. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And we can definitely help you out with that search and selection process, help you get it right the first time. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. The Senate tonight voting 60-40 to proceed to a House passed continuing resolution to reopen Uncle Sam, taking a big first step toward ending the government shutdown. More on the story from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Democrats are coalescing around a bipartisan agreement to fund the government. Some, however, are still resisting. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer emerged from an evening caucus meeting telling reporters, "I'm voting no," as he walked to the Senate floor.
"Therefore, I must vote no."
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the time has come to put the shutdown behind us.
"From the truly precarious situation we are in with regard to air travel to the fact that our staffs have been working without pay for a full 40 days now, all of us, Republicans and Democrats, who support this bill know that the time to act is now."
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says independent voters swung to Democrats in last Tuesday's elections.
"Republicans can overcome that when Republican turnout is considered. And that's what happened last year. Republicans dominated the electorate last year, and it was a great cycle for President Trump and the Republican Party. But Republican turnout plunged in the off-year elections, and that meant that Democrats and independents dominated the field, and independents went toward the Democratic candidates by double digits."
Head of the BBC resigning after criticism of the broadcaster's editing of a speech by President Trump. BBC says Director General Tim Davie and new CEO Deborah Turnus both announcing their resignations earlier Sunday. Britain's public broadcaster has been sharply criticized for editing a speech Mr. Trump made on January 6th of 2021 before protesters entered the Capitol. BBC documentary was misleading and cut out a section where Mr. Trump said he wanted his supporters to demonstrate peacefully. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
FDA cracking down on websites that sell unapproved Botox for cosmetic purposes.
Botox is a diluted, purified form of one of the most toxic substances in the world. In rare cases, the toxin can spread beyond the injection site to other parts of the body, paralyzing or weakening muscles needed for breathing and swallowing. The FDA says patients should only receive the drugs from health professionals who are licensed and trained to administer them, and urges anyone experiencing signs of botulism to seek immediate medical care. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Weekend bloodshed in Texas. Authorities say a 21-year-old man shot and killed three co-workers at a San Antonio landscape supply company, then took his own life. The motive for that shooting not immediately known. The investigation continues. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. USDA reports in fiscal 2024, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, served an average of some 42 million people monthly. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The Committee to Unleash Prosperity says the assistance program grew by 40% since the Biden administration took office in 2021. Economist Steve Moore with the committee is astonished and angry.
If you're not either looking for a job or you're in a job, we're not giving you free stuff.
Moore is appalled that one of eight families in America now use what he calls taxpayer handouts to put food on their table in the richest country in the world. He blames blue states, which he says have ignored work requirements, and purple areas, he says, that have essentially no work requirements. Ken Lorman reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Life and then dying at an advanced age, perhaps in your 80s or 90s, that would be a worthwhile goal. So here's a big study that looks at what are the ingredients that go into a healthy lifespan. And it's actually not that complicated. Many of us are doing extraordinary things to improve our lifespan and indirectly to improve our health span. We're taking supplements. Of course, we're doing all the lifestyle things correctly. We're exercising. We're consuming great foods. And we're avoiding harmful habits like smoking and alcohol consumption, which can take years off your life and undermining your health. But according to a big study, there are just four things. That's all you have to do to have a major impact on your health span. And so in the introduction to this study, and it's actually a study of studies, they say numerous observational studies over the past 80 years have explored the association of lifestyle risk factors with the risk of dying and chronic disease, and findings suggest that being physically active, being of normal weight, avoiding smoking, and consuming a moderate amount of alcohol confer the lowest risk of total mortality and chronic non-communicable disease, especially those diseases that kill us. Well, cancer is one of them, but primarily cardiovascular diseases. And previous studies have looked at it. A study of Dutch men and women found that those with all of the described healthy lifestyle factors lived 2 extra years in good health. There was another study that showed that there was an improvement in terms of health span of 6 years free of chronic diseases. There was a study that looked at a 9-year delay in the mean age at onset of chronic diseases. And so they did a big study, and this comprises thousands and thousands of individuals. And what they found, by the way, the study conducted over the period of 1991 through 2006. And they looked at a bunch of folks, and they scored them in terms of optimal lifestyle factors. And the lowest score was 0. You had 0 good lifestyle factors versus a score of 8, which is that you hit on all cylinders. You got it all right. And what they found was there were 4 optimal lifestyle factors that were associated with significant gains in years lived without major non-communicable diseases between ages 40 and 75 years in both sexes. These are the years in which, yeah, a lot of people survive, but do they thrive? Are they subject to issues that undermine not necessarily their lifespan, but their health span. So they looked at 16 different lifestyle habits, and they found that there were four that were associated with the longest disease-free lifespan, and they were a BMI less than or equal to 25, a body mass index, and that is considered the standard for optimal weight. Anything above 26 to 30 is considered overweight, and over 30 is considered obese. And the following additional health behaviors: never having smoked, physical activity, and moderate alcohol consumption. Why moderate alcohol consumption? Well, it's kind of paradoxical because in many studies, moderate alcohol consumption is associated with some minor degree of protection against cardiovascular disease, but any alcohol consumption whatsoever is associated with escalating risks of cancer. Most cancers, especially gastrointestinal cancers, increase with heavy alcohol consumption. Also neurological disease, brain disease, liver disease. So moderate alcohol consumption, perhaps somewhere in the range of, you know, 1 to 3 drinks per week, not necessarily being a teetotaler, although moderate might include avoiding alcohol altogether. And so that's what they found. So how much of a difference did it make? You know, a lot of people say, well, why bother to do all that healthy stuff if it's only going to make me live in, there are actually some studies that suggest this, that if you do all the right stuff, you only live like, I don't know, 4.5 months longer on average. But that's longevity. That's lifespan. But when it comes to health span, some dramatic results in this study. If you got 0 points, meaning you engaged in none of those healthy behaviors, 0 points for healthy behaviors, you had an average of only 21.7 disease for years between ages 40 to 75. Now, that means that if you're between 40 and 75 and you're engaging in all these unhealthy behaviors, if you're overweight, if you're smoking, or if you have smoked, if you drink a lot of booze, and if you don't exercise whatsoever, about half of those years, nearly half of those years, actually more than half of those years, will be associated with major impediments to health span. You'll be sick for the majority of the time. If, on the other hand, you have 8 points, meaning you've hit on all cylinders, you do all the right stuff, you're physically active, you're normal weight, you avoid smoking, and you consume a moderate amount of alcohol, limit your alcohol consumption, you've got 30.7 disease for years between 40 to 75. So there's no guarantee. You might, I mean, stuff happens, and between the ages of 40 and 75, there are some slippery banana peels. But 30.7, that means that there is a 9-year difference in health span dependent on your lifestyle. So these are resounding results that suggest that healthy behaviors, and simple healthy behaviors, we're not talking about vitamins, we're talking even about sleep, we're not talking about exposure to light, you know, all the things that we talk, you know, sauna and cold bathing, and all the things people do, taking rapamycin, taking longevity, people who biohack and optimize their microbiome, just these four things. That's all you have to do to gain 9 years of healthy life. And another study, kind of a complementary study, because the last study just said maintain a healthy weight, didn't tell you how. Dietary intake of total animal and plant proteins and risk of all-cause cardiovascular and cancer mortality. And what they found here was that protein mattered. Higher intake of total protein was associated with a lower risk of all-cause mortality. But, and the caveat is, intake of plant protein was associated with a lower risk of all-cause and cardiovascular disease mortality. So, emphasizing protein, but at least incorporating some plant protein, seemed to, in this big study, reduce risk of dying. So there you have it, according to the latest research. Simple prescription for health span and lifespan. And we'll talk more about some of the factors that go into that during today's podcast, broadcast, which ultimately becomes a podcast. You can listen to it live. You can listen to it as a podcast. You can listen to it off our website. There's a variety of ways to listen to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number, and Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommended use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health, myo-inositol powder, progesterone cream, and D-mannose capsules and powder. Myo-inositol powder supports healthy ovarian function. Progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance. And D-mannose helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. For more information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Social media influencers register like lobbyists?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some in Congress are proposing that paid social media influencers publicly disclose who they represent, especially if they're being paid by foreign countries for their causes.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I guess one of the themes this hour is going to be the importance of the mitochondria, which are more than just the powerhouses of our cells. They determine a lot of cellular functions. They are ubiquitous, and that's why coenzyme Q10 scientifically is known as ubiquinone, which means that it's everywhere. And there's some interesting news about coenzyme Q10. Some people say, coenzyme Q10 doesn't make that much of a difference, but this is an important study. Coenzyme Q10 attenuates age-associated neurodegeneration via modulation of autophagy and neuroinflammation in aged rats. Okay, a lot of things that happen in rats don't necessarily apply to humans, but this is an interesting study. This study investigated the neuroprotective potential of coenzyme Q10, and this is what they found. Significant enhancement in antioxidant defenses, which include elevated reduced glutathione, increased activities of superoxide dismutase. These are important antioxidants. Also, there were lower levels of oxidative stress. All these markers of oxidative stress, free radical attack, were significantly reduced. CoQ10 supplementation also restored mitochondrial function, as indicated by increased activities of electron transport chain complexes in the brain, where brain, only 5% of the body's weight, takes up 20% of the body's energy. There was also an improvement in autophagy. We'll talk more about autophagy a little later. Regulation of pro-inflammatory cytokines like TNF-alpha and IL-6, suggesting a reduction in neuroinflammation with coenzyme Q10. The summary, overall, these results indicate that CoQ10 exerts multifaceted effects through enhancement of antioxidant defenses, restoration of mitochondrial function, activation of autophagy, and suppression of inflammation, thereby offering a promising intervention to mitigate age-associated neurodegeneration. And so, good segue to talking about a product that I like. It's a 1-2 punch for your mitochondria. It's NT Factor with CoQ10. And CoQ10 is especially important if you're on a statin because statins deplete CoQ10 levels. But not all CoQ10 supplements are created equal. Many brands fail to deliver the full benefits, but new research shows that NT Factor lipids will improve the utilization of CoQ10 by more than 200%. That's why Nutritional Therapeutics created CoQ10 with NT Factor lipids. It's a breakthrough formula scientifically proven to repair and restore your mitochondrial membranes, because when they're healthy, your body can fully utilize CoQ10. I don't go a day without NT Factor. And together with CoQ10, it's a powerful combination, a 1-2 punch that helps you feel your best and reduces fatigue and signs of aging. For a limited time, buy one bottle of NT Factor CoQ10 and get a second bottle free. It's a BOGO offer, buy one, get one free. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't settle for ordinary CoQ10. Upgrade to the formula that I recommend, NT Factor with CoQ10. All right, our number is 877-268-2255, and we'll consider some of your questions and comments when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
On the job and can't work. They're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. That's the way you get through to us here on Intelligent Medicine with a question. So let's hear one of those.
Should I continue taking fish oil due to the fact that some say it's no good?
Okay. So, yeah, when it comes to fish oil, there's kind of an analogy with our current political polarization. You know, there are people who are liberal who are saying that, you know, we ought to go even further to the extreme on the left. And then there are people who think that you just can't be MAGA enough. They want to be super MAGA. And so there's polarization around fish oil as well. The two extremes are the orthodox medicine argument. Folks who say that if it comes from a health food store, it can't be legit. And these are the very self-same people who say that it's okay to prescribe pharmaceutical-grade fish oil to patients with heart disease. And it's about skepticism that anything that comes from the supplement industry could offer numerous health benefits. And there's no question fish oil is anti-inflammatory. It has brain benefits, especially DHA from fish oil is helpful, but so too is EPA. It certainly has cardiovascular benefits. It has anti-inflammatory benefits. The pro-resolving mediators that are present from fish oil are very helpful in healing and reducing some of the neurodegenerative problems and inflammatory problems that people have. And then there's also the people who are holistic, but they're so holistic that they say, oh, my God, fish oil is a polyunsaturated oil. And polyunsaturated oils, we know, have some degree of instability. And so these are people who claim that you shouldn't take any polyunsaturated oils. The seed oils are bad. But fish oil is bad, too, because it is also polyunsaturated and thus vulnerable to free radical damage. There could be rancidity, and therefore there could be some potential for rancidity within the body. And these are the people who say, I just eat coconut oil, butter, and lard, because they're saturated fats and they're more stable. And so you get the argument from the other side, the ultra-zealotry of the people who deplore any kind of liquid fat, who believe that you should only eat saturated fats because of the potential instability. I don't buy that argument. I think fish oil has numerous benefits. I've been taking fish oil for decades and decades and don't intend to stop. And so keep up your fish oil. We think that fish oil is possibly one of the, you know, of the three or four nutrients that people should be taking, maybe a multi, maybe some vitamin D and fish oil, maybe a polyphenol blend, coenzyme Q10. These are among the things that I think are basic supplements that everyone should be taking. All right, when we return, we're going to take a look at urolithin A, which is something that I've been talking about for a while, and there's some exciting new developments on the urolithin A front. The product is MitoPure. I take it. You should, too. And we're going to find out about some of the latest clinical trials that show dramatic benefits. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement, supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels. It's line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll take some of your calls a little later in the program, but we've got something important to talk about now. And I was intending to talk about it on my own. It's the results of some exciting new clinical trials about Urolithin A. The product is MitoPure, one of our sponsors here on Intelligent Medicine. And I was going to tackle the subject, but even better, I noticed on the schedule we have a guest appearance by Dr. Brad Currier, who's senior scientist and manager of clinical trials at Timeline. And he is has a PhD in muscle physiology. The muscles have a lot of high concentration of mitochondria. And he has over 8 years of experience leading clinical projects in nutrition, exercise science, and aging. And so, Brad, it's an exciting time for Urolithin A, isn't it?
It sure is. And thanks for having me back, Dr. Hoffman. Always a pleasure to be here and have the chance to chat.
Indeed. So there are a couple of trials that we had planned to talk about, and then along came this very, very exciting trial that looks at the impact of Urolithin A on immunity. But first, let's tackle the couple of trials that we initially wanted to talk about MitoPure in elite runners and also MitoPure in soccer players. I have a particular interest in that because I want to extend my athletic performance for as many years as I can, and I found Urolithin A, MitoPure, very, very beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a good couple months for the science team in terms of publications in the airwaves, so we have lots of things that we can talk about. But I guess maybe just on the sports stuff before we get to the immune.
Sure.
You know, this really started, obviously, Timeline's origin were in aging and, you know, muscle's central to that. It rightfully is.
And that's your specialty. Yeah.
That is my specialty, yes. And I think rightfully so, it's considered the longevity organ by many, not just for its roles in movement, but certainly metabolism. So a lot of the early trials in, you know, phase two clinical trials with MitoPure were in that middle age and older adults looking at muscle health and performance. But with the promising and really incredible results from those trials led by Dr. Anurag Singh, our chief medical officer, you know, interest grew. And now the majority of the research on MitoPure is actually done independent of Timeline. So this started last year with a group out of China that showed it was improving performance in really highly trained weightlifters. So just adding MitoPure to their normal training routine was leading to improved muscle strength and endurance. And that was really the first in this sports area publication that we had showing that MitoPure is beneficial not just for this group of individuals looking to age well, but also people who are looking to optimize their performance. And so most recently, there were two studies that were published in the last 2 months. And the first is the one you mentioned on the elite runners. So this was a collaboration with Dr. Louise Burke down in Australia. And the project was led by Dr. Jamie Whitfield. Now, Louise is she is exceptional individual and a fantastic scientist. She is, you know, Hall of Fame, Mount Rushmore when it comes to sports scientists, really top of the top. And what they do at their group is work with a lot of really interesting populations, one of which are these elite runners. And when I say elite, I don't mean, you know, they do a marathon. I mean, these are the people that are in training camps and go into the Olympics. And so what they did with this group was they had a 4-week training camp at altitude, and they ran this randomized controlled trial in a group of these athletes. So there were 40 individuals total. Half took 1 gram of MitoPure, half took placebo. And really the main finding from that study was that while performance didn't change by a significant amount, the time trial performance improved by 12 seconds, which is a meaningful amount for this group.
Yeah, almost every second counts. Yeah,
every second counts. You're right. And even more interesting, though, was that when we actually looked in the muscle biopsies and whatnot and the blood samples, and there was really a reduction in this key enzyme called creatine kinase, which is a marker of muscle damage. And these athletes who were on MitoPure had lower amount of muscle damage after supplementation, and they actually felt less exerted. They felt like it took less effort to perform at this elite level. So kind of there's a really interesting story there, to be explored further on how MitoPure seems to be improving recovery, in these really well-trained runners.
Mm-hmm. With implications for, I mean, initial studies show that increased walking distance in older adults, that's what got my attention initially when it came to a very high-impact journal, Nature, that published that article. Then there was the soccer player study. What happened in the Australian soccer players?
Yes, and you know, and there was unintentionally, you know, obviously we weren't involved in this study, but to have two of these incredible sports studies coming from Australia, they must be doing something down there. But this was a study done by an independent investigator named Dr. Mitch Naughton, and he's at Newcastle there in Australia. And this was one, actually, that we didn't hear about this study until it was underway. Mitch had reached out just saying, you know, I've got this project on going, wanted to let you know. And this study, they had, it was academy-level soccer players. So this is the top development league for 16 to 20-year-old soccer players in Australia. And they have a six-week pre-season training camp. Similar to Louise and Jamie's study in the sense that they randomized these people to either MitoPure or placebo. And what they did over this training camp period is take these measurements of endurance performance and other markers of physical performance. So in that study, you have things like your running tests, your jumping tests. And what was really neat in this study is that one, vertical jump height improved in the athletes taking MitoPure significantly compared to placebo and from baseline by a margin of well over 3 centimeters inches. And, you know, that seems small, but that is actually the margin of difference between the person winning something like the NBA combine and, you know, not even being drafted. Like, it's a
Absolutely.
Really meaningful for
yeah.
these athletes.
Because we're really on the sort of on the bleeding edge of performance there. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's there's something that's relevant maybe statistically, and there are things that are relevant physiologically, and this it was both. So that was a really cool finding to see. And the other one was something called a yo-yo intermittent test, and maybe some of your listeners have a recollection of perhaps in school or another endeavor, there's a test you do, say, in a gym where there's a beeping. And the beeps get closer and closer together. So they might start 20 seconds apart, and eventually they're very shortly interspersed. And these athletes have to run a certain distance in that time. And you see how long people can make it in the test. And this yo-yo intermittent test was another one that significantly was better in the MitoPure group versus the placebo, which is really neat because not only do you have that power of a vertical jump, but also their endurance, their capacity to go for longer during a taxing test. That was a really, really cool finding. And again, that's led by Mitch Naughton in Frontiers Journal of Nutrition. So those are two of the studies where, you know, there continues to be this accumulation of evidence showing that not just in the health span area, but also in the performance area, there's some promising applications of MitoCare.
You know, and I think it's particularly surprising that, you know, many studies that look at well-conditioned athletes, there's not a lot of margin for improvement. They're already performing at maximal levels. So I would imagine that someone who is less well-conditioned, you know, like the ordinary weekend warrior, might appreciate greater improvements in performance and endurance because they're not that well-trained.
I completely agree. I think, I know we've spoken about it when I've been on before and on the podcast, but the mechanism of action for MitoPure is that it is that mitophagy inducer, right? It's the only clinically validated supplement that actually kickstarts the recycling process of damaged mitochondria. And I think that's important because, like you're saying, athletes are finely tuned machines. Their cells are already turning over at a remarkable rate. So they're clearing a lot of the damage they accumulate just because of their physical activity levels. So it's harder to see an impact in athletes because of that, but more so in the rest of us, mere mortals, you know, the 99% of us, we have more of that damage that could be cleared by regular exercise, but most of us aren't exercising. So that's really a spot where I do think you're right that there's an application for the population at large, and certainly that lines up with the results we've seen in some of the 20-some other clinical trials that have been done on MitoCare.
So even more exciting, I think, and with implications for a general audience, are the immune impacts of urolithin A. And I have in my hands a study entitled The Effect of the Mitophagy Inducer Urolithin A on Age-Related Immune Decline. And as we know, there is this process called immunosenescence. As we get older, our immune systems decline. We become more susceptible to cancer, to autoimmune disease, and to communicable diseases. And so, in short, what did this study find? It actually showed immune augmentation by taking MitoPure.
Yeah, it really an incredible study led by Florian Gretchen in Germany, a physician scientist out there with his team. In short, yeah, so this was published in Nature Aging last Friday. And what the team did here, it was a four-week intervention. They had 50 individuals who were middle-aged, relatively generally healthy, randomized to MitoPure or placebo. They took the 1 gram for 4 weeks. And in this study, what they did is they really did a deep dive on the immune system and what effect supplementation was having. There were a few key things that were found here. One is just overall, markers of inflammation went down. So this kind of inflammation we see, that chronic low-grade inflammation that accumulates with age, that was all dampened in the MitoPure group. But really what's even more impressive was partnering with the Buck Institute of Aging on this. It's an Eric Verdana's group there. They could do this deep profiling on all the specific immune cell types. What they saw in this is that CD8-positive naive T cells increased in the MitoPure group significantly. And, I'm sure most of your audience is familiar, but maybe for those who aren't, we have a part of our immune system that can adapt to foreign pathogens the first times it sees it and then remember that. So if we ever encounter the same disease again, we can fight it better. Those immune kind of stem cell-like immune cells.
The memory cells, yeah.
Yeah, so they decline with age. And in this study, what we saw was a complete revival of those, naive T cells. So when the cells were actually challenged ex vivo with in vitro with pathogenic loads, they could clear them quicker. And so, kind of multiple lines showing that not only is that chronic low-grade inflammation reduced in these individuals, but also their immune cell that's able to respond to new pathogens was significantly enhanced. And, if we can think about it, older adults just in life, we know they don't have quite as good of a response to vaccines, like a flu vaccine, right? It takes a couple more doses for it to be effective. That's
come to think of it, since I'd been taking Timeline MitoPure, knock wood, I can't remember that I've had, I usually have like 2-3 colds per year, and I've had COVID a couple of times, but I've been having a pretty darn good run over the past couple of years. So I just want to give our listeners our call to action, which is to order, find out more about MitoPure. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman at checkout. We've got a special offer. You can receive 20% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. And Brad Currier, thanks very much for joining us today, and congratulations. You guys must really be celebrating over there at Timeline, because your product is legit. It's scientifically backed. It's all the rage in the scientific community, even among skeptics about nutritional supplements. I've seen a lot of excitement among even mainstream cardiologists about its potential. So thanks, and keep up the great work, and join us for a little bit of a longer, more detailed podcast later on some of these research results. You summarized it very nicely for us today.
Thanks
for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that kyolic-aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic-aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Should social media influencers register like lobbyists?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some in Congress are proposing that paid social media influencers publicly disclose who they represent, especially if they're being paid by foreign countries for their causes.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. The Senate late Sunday night taking the first step to end the shutdown after a group of moderate Democrats agreed to proceed with a guaranteed extension of health care subsidies. That angered many in their caucus who claimed most Americans had wanted them to continue the fight. Well, in a vote that is the first in a series of required procedural maneuvers, the Senate did vote 60-40 to move toward passing a compromise piece of legislation to fund Uncle Sam and hold a later vote on extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits. Final passage could be several days away. Prior to that vote, Vermont's Bernie Sanders chastised his colleagues.
What this Senate is about to do is make a horrific situation even worse.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the time has come for this shutdown to end.
From the truly precarious situation we are in with regard to air travel to the fact that our staffs have been working without pay for a full 40 days now, all of us, Republicans and Democrats, who support this bill know that the time to act is now.
Two notable deaths in the world of sports. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue is 84. Basketball Hall of Famer Lenny Wilkins, 88. A group representing evangelical Christians urging the Trump team to reconsider refugee policy.
The National Association of Evangelicals is expressing dismay over the administration's announcement to admit only 7,500 refugees next year. That's down from 125,000 in the previous year. The group is urging Trump officials to reconsider the decision, describing the U.S. refugee resettlement program as a lifeline for those fleeing persecution. NAE's president says in the past, the United States has been a beacon of safety and freedom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Officials holding talks with congressional staffers in the nation's capital to address the latest gambling scandal.
This comes after federal indictments of Miami guard Terry Rozier, Portland coach Chauncey Billups, and others last month. The meeting did not include NBA Commissioner Adam Silver or sitting members of Congress. Senators Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell have requested information on the NBA's gambling policies and why Rozier was cleared to play after sportsbooks flagged betting patterns in a March 2020 game. Rozier was accused of conspiring to help associates win bets. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And now, two Major League Baseball pitchers have been indicted on charges they allegedly took bribes to give sports bettors advance notice of the types of pitches they'd throw, and in some cases, they intentionally tossed balls instead of strikes to ensure successful bets. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It has been a long, drawn-out process. Hamas has finally handed over the remains of an Israeli soldier. He was held in Gaza since 2014. Correspondent Mimi Montgomery says there's still much to be done.
Israel has received the remains of a Gaza hostage, which Hamas say were the body of an Israeli soldier killed in 2014 and held there for 11 years. His remains were the only ones left in Gaza, predating the current war. Hamas say it found the remains of Hadar Golden in a tunnel in the city of Rafah. A government spokesperson confirmed the return, but stressed that forensic examination is needed for identification. The return of the remains of Golden would be a significant development in the U.S. brokered truce, which has seen a slow return of hostages' bodies, as well as violence and tension between Israeli troops and militants in Gaza. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with the great John Daner in an offering of the Whistler. And then it's Bob Bailey as insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in part four of the Perling matter. Born John Forkum in the New York City borough of Staten Island, John Daner first found work in Los Angeles as an animator for Walt Disney Studios. With that great voice of his, he naturally found his way into radio, and later was quite busy in films and on television. Here is Daner in this mountain-climbing-themed adventure tale, supported by Mary Shipp, Michael Ann Barrett, John Stevenson, and Robert Boone. It's from March 11, 1951.
Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
Yes, friends, it's time for The Whistler, rated by Independent Research, the most popular West Coast program in radio history.
And now, The Whistler's strange story. High Death.
Mm-hmm.
There are strange paradoxes in the night. The night itself is a paradox. The same darkness that promises sleep and peace and a brighter tomorrow also offers wakeful torment, wild, disjointed thoughts that sometimes twist and turn until they fit into a pattern. And that pattern, born of night, is murder. Jim Mason woke with a start. The big room was flooded with moonlight, and for a moment he blinked dazedly at the unfamiliar surroundings. He stared for a moment through the huge plate glass windows, saw the towering snow-capped peaks resplendent in the moon-washed night. And then he looked down at Laura, his wife, lying beside him, and he realized what had wakened him. Laura was moaning in her sleep. Suddenly she jerked convulsively, sat bolt upright in bed, her eyes wide and staring.
No. No, don't. Oh, please, please don't. You'll kill me. You'll kill
Laura.
Me.
Laura.
What? Oh, Jim, don't. Please don't do it.
Laura, what is it? What's wrong? I'm not going to hurt you.
Oh, I... Jim, what is it?
You must have been dreaming, Laura. A bad one.
Oh, just a dream. Oh, thank heaven. It was horrible, Jim. I was dreaming that...
Met what?
Oh, it was nothing really. It's so silly.
It doesn't sound so silly. Something about somebody killing you. What was it?
Well, I was climbing a mountain. I was very high. It seemed I was coming down a sheer wall of rock. I was using my rappel line. Suddenly I felt something. I looked up.
Yes?
Somebody was cutting my rope with a knife. A big knife, very shiny. I begged him to stop, but he went right on cutting and laughing.
He? Who, Laura?
Jim, it was only a dream. Probably a result of that close call I had this afternoon. I guess I'll be talking about it in my sleep for nights and nights.
Who was cutting the rope, Laura? Who?
Jim, you know how dreams are. They don't mean anything. They never make sense. No sense at all.
Just a bad dream, Jim. You don't dare look for an explanation, do you? Because, as Laura says, dreams never make sense. But you're not quite sure, are you? Long after Laura goes back to sleep, you lie there, your mind reliving the past few days. The events that brought you here to this remote Swiss valley, to the sharp, gabled, and sprawling inn of Herr Schmidt, that you told Laura and your close friends who are with you, Mona and Peter, so much about.
Willkommen, willkommen, Herr Jim. So long it is, yeah? 3 years, and so well you look.
Herr Schmidt.
Oh, this is your wife?
Yes, this is Laura.
Willkommen, Frau Mason.
Thank you.
You two and your friends are going to climb? That is good. Your father, he did not come, Herr Jim.
No, he did not come.
I'm sorry. I am so happy when I get your letter. Right away, I take it down to the village to Stefan, so he is happy too.
Stefan? Is he still here, then? I was afraid that he...
Still here? But of course. Where else should he be? No one ever leaves here. Wait. Stefan! Stefan, come, Stefan! Here he comes.
Stefan! Stefan, it's good to see you again.
Jim, it is good to see you, too. Yeah, good.
Laura? Laura, this is Stefan. Stefan, this is my wife, Mrs. Mason. She's a climber you're going to be proud of.
I'm so glad to meet you, Stefan. Jim has told me so much about you. According to him, you are the finest of all alpine guides. I hope you'll guide for us.
Yeah, Frau Mason, I will guide for you.
A heartwarming reception, isn't it, Jim? Good talk and laughter. With nothing to foreshadow the dark tragedy that is to come. Just four very alive young people on a holiday. Your wife, Laura, yourself, and your two friends, Mona Williams and Peter Bennett. After a short visit, Herr Schmidt shows Mona to a room, Peter to his, and takes you and Laura to the room at the end of the hall. When you and Laura are alone, you turn to her.
Well, what do you think of it, Laura? Was I exaggerating?
No, you weren't. I love it, Jim. Everything. That enormous window, it's terrific. Or rather, the panorama's terrific.
Yeah. Look at those mountains. From here, they look so smooth and soft. But up there, close, there are ridges, crags, ledges, ice walls. And that big gray dome there to the right, see it?
Mm-hmm. I see it.
They call it Gray Cloud. Dad and I almost made it to the top, but a sudden storm licked us. You never know when a storm will hit up here, but when it does, it means trouble. Real trouble.
Yes, Jim, storms can be treacherous, can't they, when they strike suddenly, without warning. But there's no storm on the horizon now that you can see. Shortly before lunch, you meet Herr Schmidt coming out of the dining room. Laura and the others haven't come down yet.
Smells good, huh? Yeah, Herr Jim, this is herring salad and eggs with noodles, your father's favorite. Mm. I wish he could have come. He's not sick, I hope.
He is dead, Herr Schmidt.
Dead? Oh, I'm sorry. Very sorry, Jim. Stefan, too, will be very sad. But in the letter you said nothing.
He died over a year ago.
You leave Herr Schmidt clucking sadly to himself and step out onto the terrace, stroll to the rear of the inn, and stop suddenly. Few feet away, locked in a close embrace, are Peter and Mona. At that moment, Mona's eyes open and she stares straight into yours. And the storm you could not see strikes with full fury within you. You swing around and stalk back into the inn. After lunch, the four of you decide on a walk. You and Mona find yourselves paired off, with Peter and Laura, your wife, up the path, talking and laughing.
It's utterly beautiful, Jim. Jim? What is it, Jim?
Out there on the terrace, his kissing you.
I thought that was all settled. Certainly a man has a perfect right to kiss the girl he's engaged to.
I can't give you up. I can't.
But you did. Remember?
I had no choice. You know that.
Yes, I guess I do. I think I always knew that you'd never marry me. I knew it for sure when Laura came along. Laura, with practically all the money in the world.
I tried working, didn't I? Didn't take long for me to find out I knew a lot more about spending money than making it.
Well, that was something, anyway. I never even knew about spending it.
You're learning now.
I'm not marrying Peter just for his money, Jim. I'm very fond of him. Maybe I'll learn to love him. I hope so.
You love me, Mona. You know you do.
Jim, please.
The only way I can ever have you is if Laura dies. And she's very healthy.
Don't talk like that, Jim. Don't ever talk like that.
You stalk along in sullen silence, Jim. Too torn and furious to speak. And the path grows steeper. When you and Mona catch up with Laura and Peter, you find that they're on an open, scrubby slab of rock that hangs out over a sheer drop of at least 300 feet. Below, there's a jumble of rocks. Beyond that stretches the green valley, cut by a river winding serenely on its way.
Jim, Mona, it's simply lovely view. Come see.
It is lovely. Look, you can see the inn.
Dad and I used to walk up here just to smoke and talk. Now, careful, that's a pretty steep drop. If you ever fell, they need a vacuum cleaner to find you. Laura, what are you doing? Come back off that ledge.
A beautiful flower. I'm going to get it.
She shouldn't be out on that narrow ledge or she should slip.
Laura, come back.
Nothing at all. I'll have it in a minute.
Yes. Laura!
You move quickly, Jim. In an instant, you're out on the small ledge that protrudes no more than a foot on the face of the wall. A section of it had crumbled under Laura's weight. You advance as far as you can, praying that the narrow ledge will hold. You carefully go down on one knee and jam your elbow into a crack for support.
Laura, I'm going to reach out my hand. Grip it with your right hand. Then with both hands. I'm going to pull you up slowly till you can find a toehold. Now, grab.
Oh, that was close. That was too close. Thank goodness you can move that fast, Jim. I was paralyzed myself.
Laura, are you all right?
Are you, Laura?
Oh, yes, I'm quite all right. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have. I guess I just didn't think. Oh, Jim, darling, if it hadn't been for you, I'd be dead now.
You're listening to The Whistler on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
And now, let's wrap up this tale from The Whistler on When Radio Was.
Dead of night, wide awake, recalling today's strange chain of events. Your return to the High Valley in the Swiss Alps with your wife, Laura, and your friends, Mona Williams and Peter Bennett. The maddening sight of Mona in Peter's arms. Laura's possible fall from the rocky ledge. The fall that would have been fatal, Jim, had you not pulled your wife to safety. The irony of the situation twists within you. If Laura had fallen to her death, you'd have her money and Mona. It could have happened so simply, Jim. Yet you stepped into the breach, saved your wife's life, and in that instant, widened the gap between yourself and the two things you want most, Laura's money and Mona. That evening, the four of you were seated in the bar of the inn, toasting Laura's good fortune.
And I always thought that when a person was on the brink of death, his whole life flashed before him.
Oh, and it doesn't?
Oh, no, Peter. All I could think of was darn that flower. Then suddenly there was Jim's beautiful face and his even more beautiful arm hauling me up.
We were just lucky the rest of that ledge didn't collapse.
Even when it was all over, I was still holding my thumbs. Well, I can joke about it now, but I was terribly frightened. I wonder if you'll ever know how grateful I am, darling.
Sure, Laura. I know.
Well, as the Chinese say, Jim, once you save a life, that life is yours to look after for as long as you live.
See what you got yourself into, darling?
Oh, cut it out. Okay, I was a hero. I saved you. Now forget it.
Why, Jim?
I say, Jim.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. It's just that I guess I'm a little jittery. Delayed reaction or something like that.
I know, darling.
Laura, how about this dance? It's a shame to let music like this go to waste.
All right, Peter. Excuse us? Sure, Laura. Jim and I will sit this one out.
All right, Mona. All right, say something. Don't just stare. You know why I blew up.
I do?
Yes. You're thinking he wishes he hadn't been quite so fast getting down to that ledge to Laura. He wishes...
Jim, that's not true.
But it is true. That's just what I was thinking.
Yes, Jim, the thought stays with you. If you'd have only let Laura fall to her death, it would be all over now. You look down at Laura now, sleeping soundly at your side, her nightmare over and done with. And you wonder if she suspects, if that's why she dreamed that someone was trying to kill her. She didn't say it was you, did she, Jim? But you know it was you in her dream. Early the next morning, you arise without waking Laura. Go down to breakfast. Stefan comes in as you finish, and the two of you go to the storeroom to look over and choose the equipment that you will need for your climb.
Phew, smells like mothballs and oil.
Yeah, Herr Schmidt takes good care of his equipment.
Well, he's got enough here to start a sporting goods store.
There's plenty of everything here.
Yeah?
You will need crampons, pitons, hammers, rucksacks, water flasks, and rope. Yeah, rope.
Yeah, we couldn't do without the rope, could we, Stefan?
Nein, we could not do without the rope. To a climber, it is often the difference between life and death.
There you are, Jim.
Morning, all.
Have you
morning,
eaten, Jim?
Oh, hours ago.
Be sociable anyway. Sit down to a cup of coffee.
Well, I can do with a cup at that. Stefan thinks a climb to the upper ridges of the Gray Cloud would be a good climb. We won't try for the top, of course. That would be a little too rugged.
Gray Cloud. Sounds sort of ominous.
Yeah, it's not too tricky, though, Jim. I mean, after all, the girls, Mona especially, hasn't done too much climbing.
I resent that, Mr. Bennett. I'll have you know I'm very good.
Oh, Laura, Jim, I've got wonderful news. Mona's broken down and agreed to set our wedding date for early summer.
Oh, that is wonderful. I'm so glad.
And I was thinking, Jim, I have no brothers or anything like that, and, well, you are our best friend. Will you be my best man?
What?
Oh, Jim, did it get on your trousers? Here, take my
hat. No, it's nothing. Nothing at all. Clumsy of me.
You're not getting stage fright already, are you, Jim?
No, it's just that I certainly made a mess of this tablecloth.
Well, what do you say, Jim? Okay?
Hmm? Well, I don't know what to say, Pete.
Look, there's no one I'd rather have. Mona, too, I know. Mona, you ask him in your most irresistible way, please.
Yes. Yes, of course, Jim. I think that would be very, very nice.
You want to leap to your feet, scream that Mona belongs to you, smash everything on the table, don't you, Jim? But you don't. No, you just sit there. Your eyes lock for a moment with Mona's. Go to Peter Bennett. But you don't dare look at Laura, do you, Jim? You're afraid of what she might see in your eyes. All the hate and resentment you feel for her. And you know now what you must do. After breakfast, you hurry to the storeroom. You study the four coils of rappel rope. Select the darkest of the four and go to work. You work slowly and with infinite care. Finally, it's done. You smile. It looks like an extremely stout rope, doesn't it, Jim? Yes.
But the full weight of a body, even a body as small and as light as Laura's, would snap it. Darker than the other three coils, it will be a simple matter to make certain that Laura gets this rope. By late the next afternoon, your party is past the timberline. Stefan, who is leading, shouts, points to an arm. The hut is in sight. Small stone shelter built by the Swiss Alpine Club for use for the climbers. In a short time, you're there.
We will camp here tonight.
It's about time.
Softy, I'm as fresh as a daisy. How about you, Laura?
I'm fine. Be glad to get these shoes off, though.
And the only thing that hurts on me is my stomach. Let's rustle up some food.
Sunset the next day, and you reach the second hut. So far, there has been no occasion to use the ropes. You're impatient, aren't you, Jim? You've seen to it that Laura has the dark rope, the one you've cut, that will never support her weight, and tomorrow she'll have to use it. When you start out in the morning, the angle of your ascent steepens, and finally you hit solid rock. You remove your crampons and thread your way up the steep rock till finally you reach it. Solid gray wall of overhanging rock. Stefan pauses and faces the four of you.
It is a bad spot. Something has happened here. It is better that we descend and look for another way around.
Oh, but why, Stefan? We can work up to the overhang. There must be some sort of hold beyond it. What do you think, Pete?
Well, maybe we could, but the girls aren't. Laura, do you think that
Yes, I can manage it. Mona, do you... Oh, yes, of course, I can make it.
Well, the eyes have it.
Well, good, I go now. I will lower my rope when I clear the overhang.
We'll be seeing you, Stefan.
Your hand, Herr Jim. Yeah, up.
Thanks, Stefan. Better than I expected. This wind is bad.
Yeah, it is very bad.
Well, how does it look?
Well, that ledge up there, that is next.
At 100 feet up. Not too steep, though.
We can take it on an angle.
Laura, you girls okay? You went up there like mountain goats.
I could have done it with one arm tied behind me.
Hold on. Oh. Thought sure you'd be blown off.
Me too. That gust hit me hard.
It is best to stay close to the wall.
You said it. There's nothing but space out there.
Well, I ascend now. Herr Jim, you will belay the rope and make it secure.
And the action goes on. Stefan first to ascend, then Peter, and then Mona joins them on the ledge. She waves, the rope comes down. It's time for Laura's ascent, isn't it, Jim? As you reach for the rope to draw it in, the winds hit with full force and you trip on a loose stone.
Jim!
Your clawing fingers fasten onto the lip of the ledge. You're torn loose, rake down the side of the wall and claw about a nub. And hold. And there you cling, transfixed. Below you there is nothing but death. Sweat pours into your eyes. Your blood is a roar in your ears, and you go weak. Manage to look up into Laura's stricken face peering over the edge.
Jim, thank goodness. Hold on, Jim. Hold on. We'll lower a rope. Lock it around your wrist and arm. I'll belay it. Stefan is on his way down. Hold on.
Hang on, Jim. Laura. Stefan is coming down.
Hang on, Jim. Hang on. Jim, here it comes. My rope. Take it, Jim.
No. No, Laura. I can't. Tell Stefan. Hurry.
Please, Jim. Take my rope.
No, it won't. Can't hold on any longer.
Jim.
Thank you.
climbing party makes its descent slowly, silently. Stefan guiding Laura's every mechanical move. She's in a bad state of shock, moves like an automaton. Peter follows behind with Mona, the anguish of the experience written in their faces. Finally, they reach the Alpine hut, put Laura to bed. And after a while, she falls into a deep, exhausted sleep. And her three companions take up a vigil by her bed. Suddenly, the deadly silence of the room is broken.
Jim, my rope.
Stefan, is she all right?
It's bad. Very bad. She dreams. It's all right, Mikey. All right.
Such a horrible shock for her. So much to bear.
Jim, you must... Jim? Oh, you, Stefan. It was a dream, wasn't it? All it... No. No dream. He's dead, isn't he, Stefan? Jim's dead.
Yeah. Herr Jim is dead.
Stefan, why didn't he take the rope? Why? He could have been saved. Why?
If it is as you say, Frau Mason, I do not know why. I do not understand. You are sure that this is so?
Yes, he wouldn't take my rope. He tried to say something and then he fell. Why, Stefan, why? We could have saved him.
Yeah, your rope would have saved him. I do not know why he would not take it.
He seemed afraid. Yes, that's it. It was like he was afraid of my rope.
I do not know why. It was a good rope. All the ropes are good. The night before we left, I go over them all carefully. Ah, and a good thing that I do. One of the ropes I took between my hands and poof, it snapped. So I replace it with a dark one. The one that you carried, Frau Mason. It was a very good rope. It would have held three such men as Herr Jean.
Whistler and High Death from March 11, 1951, starring John Daner, with Mary Shipp, Michael Ann Barrett, John Stevenson, and Robert Boone. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, we continue our latest Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. It's the Pearly Matter. We'll present the penultimate episode right after this break.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang on to the ripcord and you count off the seconds and you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind-tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge. Barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
More than 48 million people in North America are deaf or hard of hearing, but there are very few sign language interpreters. So, with the help of AI, the folks at SignSpeak have developed a sign language interpreter. Jamie Payano from SignSpeak explains.
So we've created proprietary software that would essentially do the two mechanisms that an interpreter does, which is interpret sign language into voice and then voice back into sign language. And then we also have a human voice behind it. So our goal is really making sure that deaf people get access everywhere. And our technology extends beyond interpretation. Anything that has voice recognition now can be activated through sign language.
Head over to sign-speak.com for more. That's sign-speak.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was as we continue our latest five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as the Pearling Matter, it originally played out in June of 1956. This is part four.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Dave Pearling, Mr. Dollar. I want to talk to you.
Hello, Mr. Pearling.
Mr. Aimwell tells me you're in his office looking into my private affairs.
If investigating the matter I came here for involves your private affairs, I guess I did that.
I should be irritated, I suppose. And I guess I'm not. When can I see you?
Most any time. How about today?
I'll be at my house all day long.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Eastern Liability and Trust Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Pearling matter. Item 9, 10 cents, one phone call to Morton Scottman advising him that Jeannie Pearling had been located in New Orleans by one of Aimwell's operatives. Mr. Scottman thought that over for a while and then assumed it would be in the best interests of Eastern Liability to make certain this was the truth. I told Mr. Scottman I intended to do just that. Item 10, $5, cab fare from the New Westin Hotel to the home of David Pearling.
Hi. Come on in.
The man who opened the door wasn't a servant. He wore a dark blue double-breasted suit. He smelled of cigars and bourbon and private detectives stuck out all over him. He jammed a pudgy finger in the general direction of what later turned out to be the library, and I followed. The room we went into was empty, except for us. As far as I could see or hear, the rest of the house was empty, too. The man in the blue suit sat down on a leather sofa and pointed to a quart of bourbon that had just come out of a sack.
You must be this Dollar guy, huh?
Yeah.
Mr. Pearling will be along in a minute. He asked me to say hello to you. By the way, my name's Brad Copeland. I'm one of Niles' men. Niles Aimwell?
That's great. Where is Niles?
He's with Mr. Pearling. They'll be along. Sit down, relax. They said they thought it was about time for a little conference.
What for? The girl's been found, hasn't she?
Oh, sure, sure. Now they got to figure some other things out.
I'll bet.
You don't believe much of this, do you?
Nope.
Well, then I'll put it this way. I'm the guy who found Jeannie Pearling. How about it now?
Okay. Look, I got put on this thing because an insurance company executive thought Pearling might have had a false death report made on him to juggle some things in the stock market.
Oh, that story in the papers about Pearling dying, huh?
Yeah, Pearling paid to have that story printed, all right. But not for any stock market angles. He did it to try and scare up this daughter of his who scrammed away from home a year ago. Now, I found that hard to believe. Even after I talked to Niles Aimwell and he told me the agency had been hired to find the girl a year ago. I suppose you're one of the men who's been looking.
Yeah, that's about it. No luck, either. And yesterday morning comes a phone call. I don't know who it is, tells me where she's living, what name she's using in New Orleans. I scram down there by plane and check it out. It's all true. So I come back here, and here I am. Conference.
You found her on a tip from somebody you don't know? Man or woman?
Always a man's voice. Wonderful, ain't it, what happens sometimes?
How does it look to you?
Like a sealed freight car full of nothing. That's the girl down there in UO, all right. I manage that. I picked up her prints and checked them, what we had to go on. But what's what, I don't know.
What's Aimwell going to do now?
That's why the conference. We see what we'll see. Relax.
I tried to do that, but I didn't do very well. Copeland settled to his bourbon, and I picked up and laid down a half a dozen magazines, smoked two cigarettes, paced up and down. Finally, I heard a door open somewhere, and Niles Aimwell and David Perling walked in the room. Then Aimwell motioned Copeland to his feet, and both of them left the room without a word. David Perling and I were alone.
How much do they pay you, Dollar?
Oh, I'm paid well enough. What's that got to do with it?
I was just curious, is all. You seem like a competent man. As a matter of fact, the most competent I've met, and that includes Mr. Aimwell and Mr. Copeland. By the way, I just fired them.
Really?
I don't think I need them anymore now that I know where Jeannie is.
Oh?
You've had an extraordinary interest in my affairs lately. I'm willing to bet that you won't leave me alone until you're satisfied about my daughter.
You'd be right.
I want Jeannie to come home. Here, where she belongs.
Why don't you go get her?
I think that might be difficult under the circumstances. I'm afraid she bears considerable rancor for myself and Mrs. Perling. Perhaps someone like you could, persuade her that it would be the best thing to do.
I go down to New Orleans and get her?
Exactly.
I was going anyway.
Oh? Why?
Well, offhand, you don't seem like the father who's happy to know that his daughter, whom he hasn't seen or heard from in a year, is alive and well. You haven't made a move to go and pick her up yourself. Also, she was found too soon and too fast after I got in on the picture.
Hey, you can stop right there. I'm sure I wouldn't even attempt to explain any of those things.
I didn't think you would. Or could.
Hmm?
I'm on my way to New Orleans, Mr. Perling, to get your daughter. I think she'd be crazy if she came back here, but I'll take it up with her.
Do that.
I wonder if you'd like to try to explain something else for me.
What?
Why you were feeling me out a couple of minutes ago to see if I'd buy off.
Get out of here. Get out!
Why not?
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Inn & Drinking Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, R.C. here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hardy Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 11, $113.15, airfare, incidentals, New York to New Orleans, Louisiana. The temperature was exactly 28 degrees hotter when I landed. In the cab from the field, I peeled off my coat and loosened my tie and took off my hat. I walked into the lobby of the Roosevelt Hotel that way. Everyone else seemed cool enough in linens and tropicals. Everyone except myself and a big blonde giant of a man leaning against the CNS ticket counter.
Boy, take Mr. Dollar to 511.
The giant smiled when he saw me and stuck out his hand.
Well, well, well. I'm certainly glad to see you. We thought you'd never get here. Hope you had a pleasant trip.
I was okay.
I know you're tired and hot and would like to wash up a little and refresh yourself, but the rest of the boys are headquartered in 810. They're mighty anxious to meet you. Mighty anxious. Us Delta cotton growers are going to make it or break it at this convention. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We sure are, aren't we?
As soon as you're cleaned up, you come right over. We have a drink and I'll show you around the town.
Yeah, that'll be swell. 810?
810. About an hour?
About an hour.
I'll see you.
Hey, clerk.
Yes, sir?
How long have the Delta cotton growers been in town?
Delta cotton growers? Well, they had their convention last month, sir.
Who's registered in 810?
We have no 810, sir.
I'd done someone dirty. When he came over with hand out in front, I was supposed to say, you got the wrong fellow. My name's Dollar. But I made him play it out for a particular reason. He wanted to know who I was, and he didn't quite know. But then I wanted to know who he was, and I didn't quite know. I wanted to know him because of that .38 strapped under his left arm. It bulged out just enough to make me curious. By 7:30, I'd eaten dinner and found an address on Ursuline Street, the address where Jeannie Perling was living. A mailbox carried that name. It was one of those unpainted apartment houses in the French Quarter, full of heat and low-watt light bulbs. The girl who opened the door was a medium-sized blonde, and she wore a black dress. The girl I was looking for had coal black hair.
Yes?
How do you do? My name's Johnny Dollar. I came here to see Jeannie Perling.
Come in, please. You're a friend of Jean's?
In a way. I just came from New York.
You know her father, then?
Yes.
Oh. I'm Janice Floyd, Jean's roommate. This way. Careful, it's a little dark.
Sure. Maybe I had the feeling when I saw the black dress. But I knew I had it when Janice Floyd turned and led me through the two large rooms that made the apartment. I thought that was the end of it, but there was one more room. The blonde girl stood to one side so I could see in. The perspiration began to trickle down my face. I knew what was coming.
Here she is, Mr. Dollar.
She was there, all right. As lovely and as young and beautiful as the picture. There was a candle burning at her head and feet. And she was dead. I don't know how long I stood there in that dark room staring down at her. I think there were other people in there, too. Dark people, heads bowed, hands folded in front of them, all looking at her. How did it happen?
Leukemia. You know, didn't you know her very long?
No. No, as a matter of fact, Miss Floyd, I didn't ever know her. I certainly didn't know she was dead when I came here tonight. I hardly expected
her. She asked that it be this way. But who are you?
I'm an insurance investigator.
From her father?
Not exactly, no.
Oh, yes, I see it now. You aren't the first one who's been here looking for her. There have been others, detectives and lawyers trying to get her to go back.
What?
If he'd loved her, if they'd loved her for just one unselfish moment, she would still be there. Well, Mr. Dollar, she's where her father can't bother her anymore. You tell him that when you go back to New York. Tell him he can stop hiring lawyers and detectives to find her. Now, get out.
Expense account item 13, $5, the usual charge in any city for having a legal document copied and photostated. A death certificate verifying the fact that the girl had died on the 20th day of the month. A medical report attached to the certificate named the cause of death as leukemia. I had copies of all these legal documents by 10 o'clock the following morning. I even went through the motions of phoning the desk and asking for a bill and making a plane reservation for that night. I had a feeling someone would be very interested to see me take care of all those things, and I was right. The big blonde man with the .38 happened to be in one corner of the lobby when I paid my bill. He also happened to be at the airport when I picked up my ticket, but then he got careless. I walked through the gate, waited 2 minutes, and slipped back to grab a cab in front, just in time to see him wheel a battered convertible out of the parking lot and head back for town. I followed in my cab. He went to the Ursuline Street address. 2 minutes later, he came out. Expense account, item 14, $8. I let my cab go and strolled up to him just as he was getting in his car. Hiya.
What?
Look, we've been playing games long enough, don't you think? Well?
Why don't you go back to New York and do what you have to do?
Deliver this death certificate? I don't believe it.
You saw her dead, didn't you?
Still don't believe it.
That's too bad, because that's the way it is.
He got in his car, started it up, drove away. I stood there and watched him go. Money, I kept saying to myself. Money. There's money in it somewhere. Plain old money.
Now, here's our star to tell you about the final intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, there's still money in it. More money than it takes to save a life. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood, written by John Dawson. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the final episode of this week's story of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Of the Pearly Matter from June 1956. We'll have the fifth and final installment of that Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and John Dawson was a frequent pseudonym used by various writers, including the very prolific E. Jack Newman. My question is about some of his television work. Newman was the creator or co-creator of a number of dramatic series, including Sam Benedict starring Edmund O'Brien, Mr. Novak with James Franciscus, and A Man Called Shenandoah with Robert Horton. Well, can you name the mid-1970s series that he created featuring Barry Newman as a Harvard-educated big-city lawyer who moves his practice to a small town in the American Southwest? I'll name that show and then wrap up what radio was right after this.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a four-CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. Hey there.
Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW77.
Why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Enjoy some of the greatest crooners of all time, including Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Fred Astaire, Louis Armstrong, and so many more.
Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to take advantage of this great offer. Use promo code WOW77 to save over 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping.
I'm crossing you in style someday.
it's just the thought of you.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com to get 100 hits of the great crooners at the special price of only $19.98 and get a bonus on shipping. Remember promo code WOW77 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Wazzer. Before the break, I was talking about a mid-1970s television drama created by former radio writer E. Jack Newman and starring Barry Newman, no relation, playing a big city attorney who opts to practice law in a small town in the American Southwest. The name of that character and series was Petrocelli. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But hey, remember to visit the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.